This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. Got all the girls a man like.
Gatesworth sponsors this segment. Finest in Senior Living, 170 in Del Mar, 1 McKnight Place. The answer is always yes when you call down to the front desk. The food, the activities, nobody does it better than the Gatesworth. Frank Cusimano with Rob Raines and Alvin Reed. Who would you rather have right now, Stephen Piscotty or Marcell Ozuna? And keeping in mind that Piscotty is coming off 27, 88, 491 slug, 821 OPS. And probably, he's definitely a better fielder.
I would probably rather have Piscotty. Yeah. I would too. But caveat here is, and maybe, I don't know. But Rob, you were there from spring training on. I mean, from the first day they showed up. I still don't know. When did Ozuna get hurt? When did Ozuna?
He was hurt before day one of spring training.
Right. So the whole arm thing just set back the entire way I look at it. It's almost like, look, the player we put out there from opening day on wasn't as good as Piscotty, even if Piscotty had not put up the numbers that he did out there in Oakland.
Let's see what Ozuna can do.
That's what I mean. It's an unfair judgment. I was just going to say, but what I think right now is, that's an easy question to answer, but only because we saw an Ozuna that was hurt.
Randall Grichuk got a chance to play 424 at bats. He goes 25-61 with an OBP of 301, but an OPS of 803. Do you think that Tyler O'Neill, if he got that opportunity, would be better?
Yes.
Why?
Well, I think he'd hit more home runs. I think he'd drive in more runs, too.
Would he get on base more? Draw more walks?
That's probably the gray area. But Grichuk doesn't walk. Well, how many walks did Grichuk have last year?
Let me check.
I bet you it wasn't a whole lot.
No, with a 301 on base, let's see. Walks for Randall Grichuk last year. My eyes don't fail me here.
He had 26 walks last year.
Wow.
27, actually.
I think Tyler O'Neill can walk more than 27.
Me too. Right. Nobody walks in the American League anyway.
You think he's an upgrade over Grichuk defensively, who was pretty good defensively? Cardinals think
close.
O'Neill can really run.
Yes, he can. Mm-hmm.
Maybe even better than Grichuk.
True. He didn't play enough games. I can't.
All right, so what do you think about what's going to happen with these marquee free agents? We thought the big splash, particularly for Harper, would happen in his hometown. Is L.A., moved a couple of really good outfielders, expensive outfielders?
I'd be surprised now if he doesn't end up with the Dodgers.
That's me too. That's the only reason that you make that
trade. And what
would
the contract look like?
$350, maybe not to $400, but I don't think he
wanted. So his number hasn't gone down, even though it's been a long time, and there's not many teams involved.
No.
I don't think so. I think getting the Dodgers involved will help get it where Boris wants it to be.
Well, who do you think else is in the competition?
I haven't ruled.
White Sox, I think.
The White Sox are in it. I know everybody's saying that the Cubs are out, but I'm not ruling that out. I'm still not ruling that out.
They'd have to get real creative.
I know. I realize, and maybe they can't do it, but the kind of like the machinations I hear are coming from Chicago, like where the wheels
guess,
are really
if they
grinding.
Think the White Sox are in it, then they're going to maybe kind of look at it differently.
And your minor league players, the White Sox have some real talented players. I mean, they have got some guys that are like a year away, will come up and play some this year or maybe from the beginning. They've got some talented players. They aren't that. They got to
pitch. And
that's
a winnable division, too.
And it's all absolutely.
You're not talking to the Yankees and Red Sox.
Right.
In that division,
so. But don't you think if you're L.A., you just kind of wait it out to find out if Chicago is actually going to get to that number, and then you may get them at
or
300
not,
or less?
The other thing is that's not really Andrew Friedman's modus operandi. I mean, he's never been a big free agent signing guy.
Yeah.
And he spent a lot of money, but it's not on marquee free
agents. I'm sure they have an offer out there. And I'm sure probably right now, I'm sure the Dodgers probably have the best offer out there toward Bryce Harper.
Yeah, I wonder if it's 350. I don't know if it has to be that high now.
Depends on the opt-outs. It depends on the years. I mean, if you go 8 for 300 with an opt-out after 3-6, something like that maybe. I don't know.
And I don't know if he wants to – we all know this. I don't know if Bryce Harper wants to play in Los Angeles.
Yeah, where does he want to play?
Where does he want to play?
I don't know.
You don't think the Cardinals could be lurking here? No,
I think they're lurking. But I think they're lurking only if the deal – comes back to reality. If they could get him for 6 years, 250, something like that.
I agree.
I don't think they're going to go. I don't think they're going to go more than 6 years. I don't think they're going to go higher than 250.
Now Machado's not going to end up with 300, is he?
Well, I hope. I don't know.
I don't know.
The one thing I thought would give it to him is the Phillies, because he has a relationship with all those guys that came from Baltimore, Andy McPhail and Kleinek and those guys. So if they're not going to give it to him, then I don't know where he gets that. Unless the White Sox,
weren't the Yankees kicking the tires there a little bit, after the Steinbrenner harsh comments?
He went in there for an interview. They met with him in person last week. The three teams he met with were the White Sox, the Phillies, and the Yankees.
I don't know why, but I'd kind of like to see these guys not get that big number.
I would. I mean,
it's not my money.
I'd like to see Machado sitting there in April without a team, without a deal.
Yeah. And Harper, too. I'd love to see the number come down.
I don't know. Like my late father said, Charlie, I always say this on the show. I don't begrudge anybody's salary. Now, I had the debate on, the structure salaries and all that. I get it. But, I mean, if somebody's crazy enough to pay you this money, man, sign that check. I don't think it's bad for baseball if somebody signs a contract that big.
Last year, the numbers were dramatically down, and there were a lot less movement. People got a lot less. Nobody got years. This year, how would you characterize it?
I think it's
a little better.
I think it's been better. I mean, you've seen more kind of mid-market deals. I think Lynn. That made sense. Mm-hmm. Lance Lynn deal got a third year, which I didn't really think he would get. He didn't think he would get it. He thought he'd have to get a two-year deal. J.A. Happ, got the 2 years and the option.
They snapped on him pretty quick.
There's been some reasonable contracts, I think, this offseason.
Hmm. How about the manager? How impressed are you with Mike Schilt, Alvin?
Incomplete. I mean, I appreciate what he did in the period of time that, it went down. You watched him play in September. If you just blot it out from the day he came on board and then watched him play in September, it was kind of like it's the exact same team it was kind of when he took over. So incomplete. I don't know. He did a good job. He did a good job from the time he came
12 games over 500.
And that's great. Got him into a position where they were actually in the playoffs and ended up out of the playoffs. Not his fault. I understand it. Just incomplete so far.
How about it, Rob?
Well, I'm biased. I've known him a long time. Mm-hmm. I liked him, when he was in Springfield at Memphis, and we spent a lot of time together, again, because obviously I have a heavy interest in the minor league side of it. And I kind of give him a pass on September because I think those kids just ran out of gas.
No, I agree.
I think they were playing with, house money at mm-hmm. that point, that they, those guys had not had any experience playing in September. They did not have any experience playing that deep into a season. And I think they just hit the wall. So let's see what he can do, starting with his own organization in place now, his coaching staff that he wanted, that he put in place in the different roles on that club, with a fresh start of spring training. And let's see what they do over the course of a right. full season.
And you were saying the house money, and I'm not saying it was easy to play games after Matheny was let go, but the Cardinals were basically out of it, and a new manager had said, like, fellas, just go out there and have fun and play baseball. And they were kind of in a – I don't want to say a no-pressure situation, but I think they really, really flourished for a period of time because they were just, like you say, they had nothing to lose. And that's why I said, let's come into the season and from day one, and, if I don't think the Cubs or Milwaukee are going to win, 14 of the first 15 games, but somebody's going to be hot, somebody's going to be not, and they'll be staring, okay, we're this many games up or this many games out. Long season, but they're going to have to deal with it all. So
I'll say this. I don't think anybody's going to be more prepared than Mike Schilt. Nobody works harder. Nobody eats, lives, mm-hmm. and sleeps baseball more than Mike Schilt does. He's going to know that team inside and out, what those guys can do, what they can't do. He's a great guy as far as the bridge between the front office and the analytic department and how all that can translate into success on the field. So I think that they've got the right guy in place.
I think it's
going to be up to the players to perform.
Right. And the lineup, I think, sets up truly that guys are going to play and they're going to know where they're going to bat and all that kind of, I don't think it won't be a new lineup every day. And that'll be a good thing. I think he brought that with him when
he
took over.
Previous manager Matheny will be the manager of the Royals in 2020.
I just asked him that during the break.
No, you asked me if he's going to be the interim manager.
Well, I said if Yost got fired this year, do you think they would move him into that slot right there?
I think he's the leading choice. Mm-hmm. I think he went there with the, he has said when he left here that he wanted to manage again. He wasn't done managing. This is kind of a nice transition for him. A good chance to watch his kids play a little bit at SLU.
He'll get to stay in St. Louis.
I think he'll live in St. Louis
with this
yes.
spot. Yeah, he's got a senior at Westminster, one at Mizzou. Yeah. Mizzou.
So he doesn't have to go to Kansas City, huh?
I think he'll be there from time to time. I don't think.
Oh, I thought he
I
had
think
to.
He's going to be a role. I don't think he's necessarily going to have an office. I think he's just going to be a guy who Dayton Moore can call up and say, hey, go look at this guy and tell me what you think.
All right, okay. I thought he was done. And I didn't mean like a real formal role where he was at the ballpark every day, but I thought he was.
I think he's just going to be kind of he's working for them, but I think it's going to be kind of on a individual assignment, special assignment kind of basis.
And no matter how bad it gets for the Royals next year, because Yost won a world championship, you think they would not make a move?
I don't see them making a move because I don't think making a move would make a difference in their success.
And their front office, look, their plan has been, and just following the Royals going back like about 7 years, what happened to the Royals last year was they just didn't decide what to do like 2 years ago. Either you blow that thing up at the year after they win the World Series, but they had this like kind of formula where they thought they were going to like kind of this transition, and that was complete and total failure. That's kind of how they got to where they are now.
Well, they were kind of the same thing as Arizona. They were kind of a victim of their own success because when they won, that kind of screwed up their plan.
Right.
So oh my God, maybe we can win. We got to change things how we're going to do. This is what we thought we were going to do. We can't do that now.
Right. Exactly.
So. All right. Final thought. We started with Kansas basketball. We'll end with Kansas basketball. The trial over the summer where you have Adidas reps being very vivid in their detail. Their conversations with Bill Self about, sorry, we didn't get this guy for you. He went to a Nike school, and really a strong connection with Adidas reps, maybe paying players to go. But yet nothing has happened. Are you concerned at all?
Well, we have a player who's not playing, who would be playing, who would be helping the team as a result of all this. I don't like that coming from the university that, the chancellor has said, like, I have not spoken to the head coach or the assistant coach about this. I don't like that. I just feel like it's embarrassing more than anything else. I'll leave it at that. I don't think it's a job buster or, the school is going to end up on probation or anything like that, but it's just embarrassing.
Rob?
I don't think the whole criminal side of it's what concerns me. I'm concerned what the NCAA is going to find, investigation is going to reveal. Yeah, I was kind of surprised they didn't make a move with one of the assistant coaches, just kind of as a scapegoat. For lack of anything else, Bill Self is in any trouble, but I thought there might be some changes underneath him.
And we'll see, because this other trial is going to throw other names and other coaches in a much brighter spotlight than KU was in. And then maybe they're just saying, like, look, by the time we're in April or whenever these are supposed to start, April or May, by the time all that gets out, we're going to look like little angels. So maybe that's the plan.
All right, you can read Alvin in the St. Louis American this week. He has his New Year's resolutions and Christmas wishes. Rob, if somebody wanted to get the book for all Cardinal fans to know where to go in Johnson City, Springfield, and Memphis in St. Louis for food, entertainment, how do they do it?
It'll be in the bookstores after the first of the year. Now you can order it through our website, stlsportspage.com, or also amazon.com has it as well.
Good stuff. Men, Merry Christmas. Thanks so much.
So much, man.
Thanks, Frank.
All right. Alvin Reed and Rob Raines, before we get out of here for this hour, quick word about Hollywood Casino, title sponsor. If you're looking for a place to watch a game, 99 Hops House is the place to be. 99 different beers to choose from. An unbelievable place to do a little people watching, do a little gambling. Final Cut Steakhouse, one of the best in St. Louis. Hollywood Casino, our title sponsor. We'll be right back.